So there's potentially quite a lot I could be saying in this, and there will be booklets going out next weekend with a bit more of the detail. I've also put some text into the middle of the order of service, and I don't really see the point of me just reading all of those bullet points. There's quite a lot in there. So what I want to do is I want to kind of explain the kind of overall concept of what we're doing, and then just particularly share some of the things that I believe that we are called to focus on this year, and not necessarily limited to this 12 months. Fridays are October, and we spend a bit of time just considering the church, where we're up to, the health of various things. And so a year and a half ago, we had somebody come in from the Diocese of Leicester and help us kind of just re-establish my first couple of years here. Was that the right sort of thing? And how were we doing according to it? And it was a really helpful day, but it didn't necessarily move us onward. It was one of these good kind of reflective times. And then this time in the autumn, I presented a vision for the making disciples sort of process, for that kind of journey that many people go on. And I used four words to describe it, and we kind of threw it around as a PCC. And over the course of kind of that and some subsequent PCC meetings, those four words have changed, but the concepts remain broadly the same. And so it is that I want to explain a vision for the church where the majority of our activity comes under four headings. And there are four things that will help us to make disciples. So I'm just going to explain them. So let me explain the four headings. And the four headings are these: connect, explore, grow, and equip. Let me take us through what they mean. So in Connect, this is about building relationships with the widest breadth of people, seeking to serve them as Jesus did. This is saying, okay, there's loads of people out there. I estimate that something like 3%, maybe 4% of Lutterworth goes to a church each week. That's not very many. Not very many for a place like this. Certainly a lot less than in past generations, which means that there is something like 96 or 97% of the population to reach with the good news in the world, how people can be saved forever. And yet it's so easy for us to sort of stay in our little bubble or be so busy with the normal things of work. And this connect category, this connect word is all about getting out there, reaching people, meeting them. And it's got a number of things. It's about just serving where we are. It's about some specific kind of things that we might do as individuals with our neighbours. It's about making sure that when people come to us, we're very, very ready to welcome them. And it's also about thinking about, you know, the things that we do on the internet or the notices or leaflets we might give out. It's saying, there are all these people here. How do we connect? And to put it another way, if somebody's interested in God, church, spiritual things, how can they connect with us? I had a great conversation with somebody about a little over a year ago, and they said, we moved to Lutterworth, and you know, we were involved in our church previously, and we didn't know how to join. Well, we came along on a Sunday, but we didn't know how to join. Well, if somebody who's interested, a Christian who's passionate, moves to the area, wants to join our church, doesn't know what to do, then what about the person who's never been to church and thinks it's sort of religious and formal and nothing to do with them? How can we connect with people? How can we reach over the boundary to go and reach people? And how can we welcome them when they come? And for the next 12 months at least, these are the things we believe are really the focus. It's being present and active in the community. That is, we need to think about the proportion of our time and energy that we are spending as church and as individuals, either in or around this building, or our own particular activities, and the rest of the community. This is a wonderfully open community. People are really interested. A survey after survey reveals that people are, you know, interested in the church and not antagonistic at all. And then when people come, see, we want to make them very welcome. And this is going everything from making sure that our building is the sort of building you can just come into easily. I mean, that big wooden door is terrifying, isn't it? If you know, it's terrifying if you think you might be late for church. Imagine you've never been before. Making sure that we, you know, just when people come, hospitality in terms of having people know where to go, or you know, giving them a nice cup of coffee. Those things, just basic things. But it's also actually about making sure that we're not cliquey. That we're not, you know, that we're not using all of our Sundays as a chance just to chat with our friends. But we're looking to connect with people and make them feel very welcome. So connect. Next is explore. And this thing particularly about helping people explore the Christian faith. This is assuming probably that they've got some sort of interest and therefore they come along. And we will make every opportunity, we'll take every opportunity to share the good news about Jesus. And that will be helping people who come to us interested. It'll be praying that actually God would be the one who is at work in this place, helping us, giving us boldness, opening hearts to the good news. And it'll be about speaking the truth of God in every situation. Whether that's one-to-one with a friend, and therefore we want to be ready for that, or whether it's for events that we might do or courses. And we want to make sure that in that process, we're not just talking about faith, but we're giving people an opportunity to respond. And so our focus for 2020 is this. First is to say we are going to have regular courses for inquirers. We're currently running Christianity Explored, and we've got some people on that who wouldn't call themselves Christians, some who would call themselves Christians, but would kind of like to start again or kind of go back to the beginning and say, hold on, let me just put all the things I've... At least three a year. So every season, or every sort of term of our calendar, there's something that people are going to where they can explore faith. You know, we've got over 25 people involved in the current course at the cricket club. But wouldn't it be great if we were seeing those happening regularly? Where that 96, 97% of the population could come and learn and talk and discuss their own ideas. And the other thing is this, to have public events. You know, we've done a number of things here, some of which have been specifically about faith, others have been more general. But we ran for a couple of years events down in Costa. And Costa really keen to host us, called Coffee and Questions. We had the questions of suffering and science. We even had one about how would Jesus vote. This is helping people who are kind of interested in basically wondering if God, Christianity, the church, is in any way relevant. They think that we sort of come into our weird old building and do something that's just not connected with every day. One of the things we want to do is we want to have regular events, whether that's a dinner at the golf club or coffee and questions, whether it's getting out there on the streets or going door to door. But these are the two things this year, regular courses and public events. The next category is grow. This is a question for people who believe. They say, I follow Jesus, I want to learn. And we're committed. We will be a family of Christians helping and supporting each other to become more like Jesus. You see, this isn't just about knowledge. It's about growing in the whole shape of our lives. Grateful to God for all he's done. Dependent on him in prayer. You know, saying, God, we need you and we want you involved in every aspect of our lives. Lord, will you come and will you help us to grow to be more like Jesus? It's about saying that we need God's power by his Holy Spirit at work in our lives. We can't just do this just by filling our heads with knowledge or just trying harder. No, we need the transforming work of God. It is also about teaching, though. It is about saying, what does the Bible say about things? What is God's mind on this issue? How should we live? How should we respond? How should we vote? But it's also about habits and practices. About saying, what things do we need to do in our lives that will help to build us as disciples of Jesus? And as a community, and not just in St. Mary's Lutterworth, but with our other sister churches in Coatsbatch and Bitterswell, to say we want to be a family with strong relationships, with deep kind of support for one another, with a real love. And therefore our focus for 2020 is to continue the quality and variety of Sunday services. Actually say that when we gather together to worship, we want what we do to be really worth coming to be something that's wonderful. And yeah, we're going to keep a variety because we're all different. And we will continue to have services where we all get together like today. But there'll be times when we're off in different contexts. And we want to make sure that what we're doing actually is really good, is worth coming to, is high quality. Another thing is we really believe in life groups. If you're in a life group, I hope that it is your experience that there is a place of real deep friendship, often with people very unlike yourself, but also a place of learning, not just intellectually, but of considering and learning what it really means to live as a follower of Jesus And so we'd like everybody in the church to be in a life group. And finally, number four is equip. We as a church want to equip. We will encourage, train, support each church member to serve God in their context. That's not about just really sort of trying to get people involved doing stuff here. No, actually, if you are working full-time elsewhere and you've got a family at home and you've got, you know, the time that you're going to spend committed to the church organization may be minimal. But if, you know, if you're a young retiree and you're looking for something to really get stuck in with, then maybe some more of your time might be spent around the church. But this is about us as a church fellowship equipping one another for the challenges of being a neighbor, of being a citizen, but of being an evangelist. You know, you might be the only Christian on your cul-de-sac. Well, that means you're that street's evangelist. You're the messenger of God in that place. And we want to equip you. So we do want to be learning more and more deeply what it really means to live out the Christian life where we are. We want to provide skills training for service in the church and beyond. And so our recent How to Share Your Faith evenings are definitely about that. They're saying, I want to live out my faith. We want to give people opportunities for support with support and accountability to serve in the church. We want to help people actually to maybe try out some new gifts, whether it's something up front in church or something more behind the scenes. We want to give everybody the opportunity to learn and grow in that. And we want to, well, equip ourselves to live out in the world. So that's thinking through issues that the world is facing, especially in a world that may be hostile. And therefore, our focus for the next 12 months is we're going to continue with regular training events. Regular training events that are saying, what do we need? So yes, we need to do regular safeguarding training so people in and outside of the church are safe and we're spotting issues and potential abuse and things like that. But also continuing, what else do we need to do? In what other ways do we need to be trained to live out our faith? And we also now run a year-long servant leadership course. It's a big commitment for those that join it, but it's a great opportunity for people to say, look, I want to grow, I want to be better equipped. And so maybe even you step back from a particular area of service to spend some time in study and growth so you're better prepared for the future. So one of the things that I've done is we've got some sheets up here on the walls, and they say in which one of those categories might some of the activities come. You know, where does pastoral visiting come? Well, that comes for the most part in Grow, because a lot of the people who are visiting are those who believe in Jesus and need encouraging and supporting on the journey. It also thinks a bit about our services, and I would argue that our Sunday services actually should work across the range of all of those things. You know, there'll be times on Sundays where we're just connected with brand new people. Or there'll be people, and you might be you today, who've come in just to kind of explore the Christian faith, wondering if it's relevant to them. It's definitely about helping believers to come and to grow in their faith, but also to be better ready, better equipped to go and serve God in the world.